Gideon says he was in the bed first. I don't remember that. I don't remember that night completely, but I remember being cold, and I said, "Gideon, can you share your blanket?" But I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm always thankful for Brother Gary and Sister Sarah's hospitality while we're here, and they're always welcome to bring us in and give us a place to stay, and I'm always thankful for their hospitality and the friendship that I have with them, and just thankful to be here tonight, and I hope my message is worth missing Brother Cliff speaking tonight, apparently. Amen. let's see. I'm gonna read from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 2, and I want to talk about true friends tonight. And we've all got that example of a friend, Jesus Christ, and a friend that sticketh closer to a brother, closer than a brother. And we've all got people in our lives that need Jesus. We've all got people in our lives that need a closer walk with God, and we've all got people in our lives who need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that Spirit leading and guiding them. And in Mark chapter 2, verse 1, this is, let me set the scene for you. This is right after he healed the leper, so I'll go ahead and start Mark 1, verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hands, and touched him, and said unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And you know, during this time, during the pandemic, people are like, "Oh, 6 feet, 6 feet," and all this other stuff. But here he is, reaching forth and touching him, and saying, "I will, be thou clean." He wasn't afraid. He's not afraid. The coronavirus has nothing on Jesus. The leprosy has nothing on Jesus. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightway charged him and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, "See that thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself unto the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." And of course, he listened exactly what Jesus said, and he went straight to the priest and didn't, no, what does verse 45 say? "But he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter." I don't know what all experiences y'all have had in your life, but whenever I got filled with the Holy Ghost, or whenever I've had a healing, I couldn't keep it in. I mean, I had to tell somebody. I mean, there's been times where, like, I got injured, my foot got injured while I was working, and I know what the proverb says about a foot out of joint, and that's really painful and really disturbing. And I remember sitting on the couch and thinking and praying, "God, I can't live my life hobbling around on this foot. I mean, I could, but I mean, it's such a discomfort. And God, I really need your help with this." And then shortly thereafter, I felt a pop and no more pain. And I was so thankful for that. And it was so amazing. So this leprous man, he rejoiced and spread abroad his experience with Jesus. And so much that Jesus had to leave. In chapter 2, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherewith the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, and took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorifying God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. We've never seen it like this before. We've never seen this happen like this before. And if I may. Test.
Can you imagine you being that man who's been lame his whole life, just sitting there, sitting like he's sat every other day, his whole life, sick of the palsy, and he's just sitting there. He's probably seen all the people of the Sanhedrin. He's probably seen all the scribes, all the Pharisees. Nobody's been able to help him. But then all of a sudden, one day, Brother Gary, we've come to take you to Jesus. Have you heard? Jesus is in the house. We've come to bring you to Jesus. Sister Mona, we've come to bring you to the house. Any infirmities, any issues that you're having right now, we've come to take you. We've come to bring you to Jesus. Those four from Gideon, they could have been Kayla. They could have been Isaiah, Hadassah. Who knows what their names were? They went and grabbed this man, and they wanted to get him to Jesus. They couldn't even get into the house. They couldn't even get to the house. There were so many people there to see Jesus, to hear him preaching the word to them. There's no room. They wound up climbing on the roof and tearing apart the roof. How would you like to be that house owner? But no. They knew that Jesus could heal him. They knew it. So they brought him in, and that's some good friends. That's some good friends who have the faith to bring you to the Lord. And so that man of palsy, they broken up the roof, and then they start letting him down. They let him down. And there he is, just sitting there. What was going through his mind? What was going through his head? Don't draw me. He's sitting there. Jesus is standing there before him, and we've traveled all this way. We've torn up this man's house. We're sitting here. This man's not gonna help me. I mean, does he even know what all I've done? Does he know? if he knew what all I've done, he would not help. He would not want to help me. All the sins that I've committed, all that I've done, I'm not. My life's not worthy of it. What? Do you hear what he said? He said, "My sins are forgiven me." Wow. Wow. Not only did he say that, he just told me to rise. He just told me to take up my bed and walk. Because of the faith of my friends, because of the faith of those four. It wasn't even my faith. It was just the faith of my friends. If we knew that Jesus was in the house, what would we do? We would go tell the whole world, Jesus is in the house. We've got to meet him. We've got to get to him. The woman with the issue of blood, she's, I got to get to Jesus. If I could even just touch the hem of his garments, I know I can be cleansed. I've got to get to Jesus. For whatever you need, whether that's healing, whether that's a new pair of lungs, whether that's the Holy Ghost, whether it's a leading from God, you've got to get to the Lord. You've got to get to Jesus. That's not limited to just this house of God. Praise God for this place. Praise God for the ministry that's going on here. I want to stand here and strengthen the angels of this ministry. Strengthen the brothers and sisters inside this house. And strengthen today. Praise God for it. Praise God, he's not limited to just four walls. He's in our hearts. He is spirit, and we can worship him in spirit and in truth. And when there's so many people in this world, there's so many people. I always want to be a witness. I always want to be a light to the people around me. They're sick. They're dying. They're trying to find a cure to even their existence. They don't even know why they're in existence. They're trying to find a cure. They're trying to find the antidote to whatever problems they have in their life. And they turn to drugs. They turn to all kinds of things. But if they only knew where the cure is, if they only knew. I always want to be that light and that witness. I love encouraging people to go into church. I always encourage people to go to church. I always like telling people, "Hey, you going to church this weekend? You going to church this Sunday?" And whatever they say, if they say no, I was like, "Well, do you want to?" And sometimes they get a no, or sometimes I get a I hadn't thought of that. They say no, or I say, "Do you want to?" Well, now that you say that, I might. And so I'll tell them where we go to church, or if they say, "Yes, of course, every Sunday, First Baptist Church on the square," or whatever they say. And I say, "Good." Or they'll say, "Well, I usually go to church." Well, I say, "Well, I'm sure they'll be glad to see you this Sunday." And I always encourage people to go to church and to get in the Word. And the Bible always says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a matter of some is, even so much the more when you see that day approaching." And so I always encourage people to get in the Word, get in, have as much access to Jesus as you can. And let's see. I'm always thankful for whenever God gives us a healing, whenever God gives us that blessing, but we always know that no matter what, when we're in Christ, we're going to win. No matter what, whether he heals us, I mean, I've got to wear these glasses, otherwise y'all's faces look blurry. I would love to have a healing in my eyes. This left eye never fully developed when I was growing up. But I know that the Bible even says I'm seeing through a glass darkly. But whenever I get to heaven, see face to face, and it'll be clear as day. I won't have to worry about nothing. I know. So whether I receive that healing here on earth, I know I'm going to have perfect eyes in heaven. And I'm just so thankful to be here and to be able to encourage you. When people get in the house of God, when people get in this word, when people seek Jesus with their whole heart and receive, when are people going to receive that experience that they will say, we've never seen it on this fashion before? That's what my heart yearns for. And I was always so thankful for that. I had this friend back in Arkansas. He would need a ride to church, and I loved to give him a ride to church because I wanted to see him in the house of God. I wanted to see him get in the house of God, get in the word, get in. I had no problems picking him up and bringing him to church because I knew that this is what he needed. This is what he needed. And that's the friend I want to be, helping, encouraging people to get in the word, encouraging people to get to God. And it's always good to have those friends. And I'm always thankful for to be here. And if I may, for a moment, just call their names out in this, even just for the spiritual worlds. AJ Forte, Jesus is in the house. Dylan Williams, Jesus is in the house. Mason Williams, or Bubba, Jesus is in the house. Brother Gary, Jesus is in the house. Brother Cliff, Jesus is in the house. Brother Dave, Jesus is in the house. I'm so thankful that he blesses us with his presence. And I'm just so thankful that I didn't take up too much time for Micah. And I just love the Lord, and I want to encourage y'all. I just want to encourage y'all to be that light. I just appreciate this ministry and what y'all are doing here. Just love it. And just want to encourage y'all tonight. Keep pressing on. Keep holding the faith. It was by their faith that man was restored. And building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And just want to thank the Lord tonight.